Hello, and welcome to this session on using QWS with Virtual Instruments, or VST. QWS does not itself support VST directly, but it's definitely possible to use them with some external programs. In this session, we'll cover the basic components you need and a basic setup to get you up and running. So there are four components which you need to use VSTs with QWS. The first, of course, is QWS itself, which I hope you're already familiar with. The second is a virtual MIDI cable program, which acts as the connection between QWS. And the third program, which is a VST hosting program. And the final thing you need is some virtual instruments, or VSTs. Now, there are several options for some of these programs, and details on a couple of these can be found on the articles page of the QWS website. So let's start with the virtual MIDI cable program. A couple of options for this are MIDI Yoke and Loop MIDI. I'll be using Loop MIDI. As for the VST hosting program, I'll be using something called VST Host. And finally, there are thousands of virtual instruments, so I can't possibly cover all of those. I won't actually do the installation program of Loop MIDI or VST Host. They're standard install programs, or just unzip and copy. So let's start by looking at the virtual MIDI cable program, Loop MIDI. A virtual MIDI cable is basically the same as a real MIDI cable in that it copies your MIDI information from one program, in this case QWS, to another program, in this case our VST hosting program, VST Host. Now, if you're using MIDI Yoke, you run the setup and then it sits on your computer and it creates 8 virtual MIDI ports. They're always there and they have names such as Out to MIDI Yoke 1 through to Out to MIDI Yoke 8 and In from MIDI Yoke 1 up to In from MIDI Yoke 8. With Loop MIDI, when you first run the program, you're presented with a setup screen, and you can choose the names for the virtual MIDI cable ports you want to do. So let's run Loop MIDI now.
Desktop, list view, Loop MIDI 7 of 19. Enter. Loop MIDI, setup tab control.
Okay. Now, I've already set up 2 ports, unimaginatively called Loop MIDI port 1 and Loop MIDI port 2. You just tab to the edit box, type in the name for the port you want, and press the plus button. Repeat as many times as needed. Now, once you've got your virtual MIDI cable running, you need to tell QWS a little bit of information. As you may remember, QWS will receive MIDI information from all MIDI ports that are available. Now, that will include any virtual MIDI imports we have. Now, if we're sending data to a virtual MIDI port, we don't want QWS to receive that same data because it will then go into an endless loop. So let's sort out this little problem. You only have to do it once. And we run QWS.
Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer, list box.
And I'm going to go into Options menu.
Options menu, metronome dot dot dot.
And go down to ports.
Key command, instrument, MIDI aside, ports, dot, 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 5 of 7. Ports, MIDI devices, MIDI and devices selected, list box.
The ports dialog just shows a list of all the MIDI in and MIDI out ports, and whether they're enabled, and a friendly name you can assign as well. So cursoring down the list of MIDI in ports.
3-MIDIS port 4x4 in A.
First of all, I have my USB MIDI interface, which I have connected between my musical keyboard and the computer. It has 4 ports. It's a 4x4.
3-MIDIS port 4x4 in D.
And then after that, it shows
Loop MIDI port 1.
Loop MIDI port 1 and
Loop MIDI port 2.
Loop MIDI port 2. Now, those are the two ports which I set up in Loop MIDI. All you have to do is find those virtual MIDI ports on the in and tab to the use this port checkbox.
Friendly name colon Loop MIDI port 1 edit shortcut F. Use this port check checkbox.
And uncheck that box.
Unchecked.
So I'm going to repeat that for Loop MIDI port 2.
MIDI devices. Loop MIDI port 1 selected. Loop MIDI port 2. Use this port check checkbox. Unchecked. OK button.
And press OK.
Untitled dash quick Windows sequencer. List box.
Hopefully, as I said, you only have to do that once, unless you make new virtual MIDI ports. Now then, let's run VST host.
Run. Type F-A-T. VST host 0 colon.
Currently, I have a blank screen with some menus at the top and a status bar at the bottom. Now, there are different versions of VST host, so some of the commands that I'll be using may move slightly in the menu system. So if that happens, just feel free to explore the menus and hopefully you'll find all the commands you need. So the first thing we do in VST host is look in the devices menu. Again, this is hopefully a one-off setup once you've got it going properly. So Alt-D for the devices menu.
Devices menu. MIDI dot 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 shortcut M1 and 5.
And the first option there is the MIDI devices. This is, if you like, the set of MIDI devices that VST host will use for all the instruments that you're going to be using.
MIDI input slash output devices. MIDI input devices. Loop MIDI port 2 page.
It's actually a multi-select list, and it shows all the MIDI input devices on the computer, just like QWS did. In this case, I want VST host just to listen to Loop MIDI 1 and Loop MIDI 2. So I'm going to go all the way to the end to Loop MIDI 2.
Loop MIDI port 2.
And I'm going to press Shift and cursor up.
Loop MIDI port 1.
To select both those.
OK button.
Tab to OK and press Enter.
VST host 0 colon.
Still got a blank screen, but hopefully now it knows what MIDI devices I'm going to use. Next thing to check is in the engine menu. So I'm...
Menu bar. File short. Engine shortcut 10.2 of 6.
The first command on there is run.
Engine menu. Run shortcut R1 of 9.
And make sure that the engine is actually running. If it isn't running, you won't get any sound at all. So I'm going to choose run.
VST host 0 colon.
And we're back to our blank screen. Just check that engine menu again.
File, engine menu, run checked shortcut R1 of 9.
And now you can see it's checked. Hopefully those steps you only have to do once. So now the more exciting part, let's load a plugin or a VSE instrument. So from the file menu.
File menu, use bank dot 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 shortcut B1 of 13.
There's lots of commands. I'm going to go down to new plugin.
Load. Set plug new plugin dot 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 control plus N shortcut N7 of 13.
Rather conveniently, control N is also the shortcut key.
Open file name colon star dot star edit shortcut N.
When you choose new plugin, you get a standard Windows file open dialog box to choose the VST you want to load. Now, VSTs in Windows are DLLs, so I'm going to load one here, the Yamaha YXG synth.
SXG BNW 6 S-YXG 2006 LED.DLL 0.
There it is.
VST host 0 colon dash 0 colon S-YXG 2006 LED.DLL program 0 colon 0 colon S-YXG 2006 LED.DLL.
And VST host has confirmed it's got that loaded. Now I need to go to the plugin menu, which has now appeared next to the file menu.
File menu, plugin menu, window has submenu 1 of 21.
And I need to find the MIDI port that this plugin is going to respond to. So I'm cursoring down this menu.
Mute alt plus M, MIDI devices dot 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 shortcut C10 of 21.
MIDI devices, this command may move in different versions of VST host. Opening this.
MIDI input slash output devices. MIDI input devices star all loaded MIDI input devices star page.
It's quite similar to the other MIDI devices dialogue we saw in devices earlier, but this one also contains some extra MIDI devices, such as a keyboard bar,
star keyboard bar star, star joystick star,
joysticks,
star MIDI player star,
MIDI player, and all sorts of other things. I'm going to choose Loop MIDI 1.
Loop MIDI port 1.
Again, this is a multi-select list box, but in this case I only want Loop MIDI 1.
OK button.
OK the dialogue.
VST host 0:0:S-YX.
It's going to say the same thing because I'm still on the YXG plugin. Let's now return to QWS.
Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer list box.
Make a track in the usual way. Control Insert or Alt KI.
--- Microsoft GS Wavetable Sync selected.
And it's defaulted to the Microsoft GS Wavetable with the familiar sound and the very familiar delay. I deliberately pressed the key hard so you can hear how long that delay is. Track properties.
Track properties. Name colon blank line edit short.
Don't worry about the name for now.
Channel colon zero.
Channel one.
No selection one. Port colon.
And I'm going to choose the port.
Loop MIDI port 1.
Loop MIDI port 1. For now, that's all I'm going to choose.
Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer. 1: Loop MIDI port 1 selected. List box.
Hopefully now, that's going to play through the Yamaha synth. It certainly does. And you'll notice there's still a delay, but it's a lot less. And it's a different sound as well. Now, what about that delay? We can actually do something about that. I'm going back to VST host.
VST host 0.
And we need to return to the devices menu.
Devices menu. MIDI dot 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 short.
This time, wave.
Wave dot 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 shortcut W2 of 5. Select wave devices. Input port colon. Star no wave star pull down list box shortcut I.
Now it has input port, which I'm going to leave as none. And then it has an output port.
Output port colon, madam colon, Microsoft sound mapper pull down list box shortcut O.
Rather discouragingly called Madam Microsoft. Should be MME Microsoft, Windows Multimedia Extensions, Microsoft Wave Mapper. Now, as this is a very simple audio setup, I don't really have very many options, and that'll be fine for now. If you do have an ASIO port, ASIO, this may give better performance. Tab again.
Sample rate semicolon 44,100 pull down list box shortcut S.
Sample rate is 44,100. That'll do for now. And now the interesting one for us.
Buffer 4,410 samples left parenthesis 10B slash S right parenthesis pull down edit shortcut B.
The buffer size of 4,410 samples, 10 buffers a second, B slash S buffers a second. Now that means that the VST host program has to fill a tenth of a second of sound before it will actually send it to the audio device. You can hear that delay. I can choose to reduce the buffer size, which will mean a faster response, but if you go too far, we have problems. Let me show you the problems. I'm going to go to the minimum buffer size.
270 samples left parenthesis 630B slash S right parenthesis.
70 samples or 630 buffers a second. I'm going to choose OK.
OK button. Yes.
Now you'll hear that the response is brilliant, but there's these nasty little clicks and pops and... And that's because the computer has to spend so much time in real time doing the VST host processing, and the computer's also trying to run everything else at the same time. So somewhere between 4410 samples and 70 samples is going to be a happy medium between responsiveness and no nasty crackles. Now that point will vary from machine to machine, so you need to do a little bit of experimenting to find out what works for you.
Devices menu. MIDI. Wave. Dot. 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 Shortcut. Dub. Select wave devices. Buffer. 70 samples left. Print. Selected 8,820. 882 samples left parenthesis 50b/s right parenthesis.
On this computer, I'm going to go for 820. Possibly a little bit conservative, but it'll do for the purposes of this demonstration.
VST host.
Reasonably responsive, and no nasty clicks and pops. I should say that the device settings in VST host will be remembered, so hopefully you only have to do this once. And now you've loaded a VST instrument, you might like to save that setup with the file save as command. Not going to do that now because I'm going to be using another one in a moment. For now, let's return to QWS.
Untitled dash quick window. Track properties, name colon, blank line edit shortcut in.
And I'm now going to start going through the track properties, as I would normally do.
P-I-A-N-O. Channel colon, one edit shortcut.
Channel's already at one.
Port colon, loop MIDI port.
Port's already set.
Program colon.
Program, I'm going to set a zero.
No selections.
Bank.
Bank colon. No selection one. One. Two.
112.
Volume colon, minus one edit shortcut.
And set all the other parameters, like normal. No volume 100.
Zero. Pan colon.
Pan 64, dead center.
No selection 6, 4. Reverb colon.
Reverb, let's make it 32.
No, 2.
And no chorus.
No. Okay.
Okay. And hopefully we now have a slightly nicer piano. One other thing before we start sequencing is to make sure that the metronome, if you're going to use one, is also set to the same virtual instrument. If I'm using the Microsoft Wavetable synth for the metronome, but a VST with no delay for the actual recording, there could be some discrepancy between the metronome and the actual instrument. So, options menu and getting QWS.
Options menu. Metronome dot 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 shortcut M1 of 7.
And metronome.
Metronome.
And all I'm going to do is set the port.
First beat group. Channel colon. Port colon. Microsoft GS WVT pull down list box shortcut R.
It doesn't quite fit in the list box WVT. And all I'm going to do is change that to loop MIDI 1.
Loop MIDI port 1. Key do other beats. Port colon. Microsoft GS WVT pull down loop MIDI port 1. Key colon. Velocity. OK button.
And okay.
Untitled dash quick.
Check the metronome's on.
Track 1 pose 0.
Turn it on with F4.
F4.
Read the status bar.
Track 1 pose 0 metro.
And hopefully when I record.
Control R. Space bar.
That'll do. Go back to the beginning and play, turn the metronome off.
Spacebar.
Now QWS will work with any MIDI ports and any MIDI channels, and it's no problem to have multiple ports and channels all going at the same time. So I'm now going to load a second virtual instrument, assign it to loop MIDI port 2, and this instrument is called Native Instruments Contact. It's part of the Native Instruments Complete package. So back to VST host.
VST host 0 colon.
And new plugin again.
Open file name.
And I've got the file name box.
Contact 516out.bll. Contact 5.bll24/10/2.
And there it is. Load that.
VST host 0 colon dash 1 colon contact 5 program 0.
There it is. Go into the plugins menu.
File menu. Plugin. Load bank. Mute all plug. MIDI devices.
And set the MIDI device.
MIDI inputs. MIDI. Loop MIDI port 2.
To loop MIDI port 2.
OK button. VST host.
Now, this one is a little bit more complicated than the Yamaha because you actually have to load into Contact the sounds that you want to use. It doesn't take standard MIDI program changes and bank numbers, and all the sounds are preset. In fact, you can choose to load whatever sounds you like in the native Kontakt instrument format. To do this, there's another program which I have running called Kontakt Access, and that lets me have a hotkey to trigger the button on the screen. The Kontakt Access key to load a patch into Kontakt is Ctrl-Alt-L.
Ctrl-Alt-Left mouse button. Load patch. File name colon. Blank line pull down.
And there we have it, a standard file open dialog box called Load Patch. And I'm going to load an instrument called The Gentleman. It's a piano sound.
The Gentleman 02. VST host. Untitled.
Now go back to QWS, and there is our track with the Yamaha piano on it. Just going to change the port there. So track properties.
Track properties.
Tab across to port.
Port colon. Loop MIDI port 1 pull down.
And change that loop MIDI port 1.
Loop MIDI port 2.
To loop MIDI port 2.
Untitled dash.
Now hopefully, this is the Native Instruments piano. And if I play the sequence we made earlier.
Control home. Spacebar.
So I could now go ahead and load more instruments, make new tracks in QWS, mix and match, and hopefully make a full sequence. So just to prove a point, I'm going to make a second track in QWS.
Dash dash colon.
I'm going to use the Yamaha synth for the second track.
Track pro.
Which is going to be the bass.
B. A. S. S. Channel colon. Zero.
Channel one.
No selection. Port colon.
But on loop one.
Loop MIDI port one. Program.
I'm going to choose a bass. No three. Three.
Bank two. Volume colon. Minus.
Volume 90.
No zero. Pan colon.
Pan 56 just for fun.
No six. Reverb colon. Minus.
No reverb.
No,
no chorus. Zero. Okay. And I'll turn the metronome on and see if I can record a bass line.
Control R. Spacebar.
Can play it back without the metronome.
F4. Spacebar.
And that's about it, folks. That's a basic setup. I'm using two separate virtual instruments, two different MIDI ports for it, just to show it's possible. Now, there are far more options in VST Host than we've covered. I've only just scratched the surface. You can do things like assign MIDI controller numbers to virtual instrument parameters. You can load setups and save them and all sorts of other wonderful things. But I hope that's given you a flavour for what's possible with virtual instruments.